Metro Advisory Committee semi-annual oral update.
Good morning, welcome.
Podium. New dog, she hasn't learned the word podium. Lisa, podium. What a podium. Good girl. Thank you, Metro Board, for assisting in dog training. Good morning, CEO Aldridge, Board Chair Brown, members of the board, members of the public. I'm Veronica Elsey. I am serving as the chair of your Metro Advisory Committee for 2024. Done this a few times in the past, and it's an honor to come to you and present our semi-annual report to all of you. Even though you see our minutes, there's things that I would really like you to hear about our committee. First of all, as I said, I'm chair. Joey Martinez is our vice chair. Current members, James Von Hendy, James Cruz, Michael Pisano, Jessica DeWitt, and Becky Taylor. And I want to say that the attendance has been absolutely phenomenally good. For several years now, we've had a committee made up of active participants. We actually look at our packets, even the budget. Yes, we did. And we look at the packets. We actively participate in discussions. We have members who do homework in between all kinds of, even our oral communications. You know, people come in and report, you know, collections of broken bus stop signs, ask about, can we get a bus that goes over to the Dignity Health Physical Therapy? And then staff comes back and we get the answer. No, there's already a stop close enough. But people do respond to what other riders tell us. These are bus riders. This is a people really take their position seriously. We're happy to do what we're doing. This report covers our February 21st and April 17th meetings. In February, we were introduced to Michael Boyce, and we had a great discussion about the name change to customer experience and what that gives us in terms of a more proactive thing. So that'll be fun to watch. We were also introduced to Jesse Leyva, who has been participating in our meetings and I think is going to be a great asset to Metro. So good job. And in our February meeting, we did ask about the search for the new CEO and didn't get a lot of answers at the time, but we did subsequently learn that the board had hired the same search firm and they did seek input. So thank you very much for that decision, board, because I think you're doing a great job there. We had a little brief ceremony in February where we said bye-bye to the ticket vending machines as part of a presentation. And we kind of didn't have one there christened, but we did kind of talk about it. Things that we regularly discuss and get updates on, we do still talk a lot about bus stops, everything from places where people ask about rider visibility when they're waiting at stops and extra stops to be put in. We're having discussions about some possible braille signage and where that could go. I really appreciate that. It's kind of ongoing. We also receive regular updates on the Reimagine Metro project, and John is doing a great job of keeping us up to date on all of the potential service changes and what could come down in the future. And we ask him all kinds of questions, just ask him, so that we really understand and can kind of help people navigate this changing landscape. We also, particularly at our February meeting, spent some time really discussing the new Riverfront Transit Center and some of the challenges that riders are facing. We've heard a lot of complaints from people who are saying, you know, gosh, the distance is awfully great from one bus stop to another. And if you get let off and you're at what will become stop four, and you have to go all the way around to one, do you have time to do that and catch your next bus? So it is a good thing that the frequency on some of the buses is increasing, and that we really appreciate Metro's response to how challenging lane two was, trying to get off of the 35 with everyone there with their bikes and skateboards and whatnot, trying to get on the 17. So we really appreciated Metro's response to that. We wanted to publicly thank Chuck Farmer for an excellent budget update. We did have a lively discussion. People really didn't look at those tables, and we really felt like we were kept up to date on what the board was doing. So we really appreciated that. We also learned in April of the hiring of Corey Aldridge. And so Metro sent two written correspondences, and I would like to use this opportunity to publicly state, first, welcome Corey Aldridge from your Metro Advisory Committee. And as we said in our written correspondence, we cordially invite you to attend our August 21st meeting and introduce yourself to us. We also wrote a thank you letter to interim CEO Daniel Zaragoza. And Daniel, he is gold for Metro. He has just jumped in and stepped in and met with people and has just been such an asset to this transit system. And so we really thought that he deserved a thank you note from the Metro Advisory. And I think he deserves a round of applause from everyone. At our last meeting, we did start asking some questions about the design of the Pacific Station because we hadn't heard anything. We were really concerned that things were going to get so far along, and this is one of the challenges of having a group that only meets quarterly now, that by the time we learned what was done, particularly in terms of accessibility and navigation and how you find your buses and where you're going and what people are thinking, that by the time we learned about it, it would be too late to actually respond to any of our suggestions. So at our April meeting, we did want to call a special May 15th meeting to just talk about what the plans are for the Pacific Station and what's going on. One of the things that I would like to suggest is that we kind of figure out an easier line of communication. We went through staff and we were told there was nothing was really going on. And so there was no need for it, although it was kind of unofficial. And since this was, your advisory committee asking for a special meeting, which is allowed for in the bylaws, that it would be good if we could just figure out how we are exactly going to handle those requests in the future. And so we are hoping that we can get a good presentation at our August 21st meeting and then future things, kind of like we did a decade ago when Claire came to our advisory committee and she really had the design and explained it and there were models we could look at so that we really understood, so that we could give good feedback. And in closing, what I really want to emphasize to you as board members is the middle word in our title, and that is advisory. We're not advocacy, obviously. We don't make policy, but we are a resource for you. And we are people that are out on the buses that make contact with other people and have a lot of experience. We really can help you do your jobs better and make this a better system. Please, please, we are not just a group of privileged people who meet quarterly and get all kinds of inside info. I don't believe we know that. That is fun, but that we really want to be there to send advice to you so that you have more information. And I just urge you to keep that in mind and make use of your committee. That's why we're here. So thank you, and I will be happy to take any questions or comments from board members.
Thank you, Veronica. We appreciate your work on the committee, and as you mentioned, you're a valuable resource to the board, and we are grateful for your time and your attention to Metro, you and all of the committee members. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions,